My name is Kingsley Amesinu, a teacher at the Ideal College, Sakaman Branch, in Ghana here. What I want to say is that we all think it's okay with Africa. It is not okay.
Why?
We should ask ourselves, how much money are African government investing into the health sector? And how are we able to develop the youth, the skills that the youth have to make Africa a better place to live?
This is Ellington Bakomo. I also want to add, you can see the case in Africa. To study medicine is very, very expensive. The average person cannot afford it. So they should do something about that too. And this goes out to all African leaders that are here.
Mr. Ambassador, it's very expensive to study medicine. You want more of Africa's youth to go into medicine so that they have a solution for future epidemics if they do arise. There's a medical student here who was actually nodding in agreement with him when he made that point. What did he want to say?
My name is Arab Moses. To our foreign students, even in medical school here, they are paying over $10,000 to be able to do the course per year here. And it's getting to the point where even the average Ghanaian being funded by the government with time is gradually increasing. So if you're going to get more people into medicine, the money is just not there for the average parent to be able to sponsor their children with these courses. My other contribution is the fact that we are not research-oriented as a people. We wait for others to research and come and tell us what to do. Majority of us finish school here in Ghana, and if you ask, what do you want to specialize in? Trust me, nobody will tell you that they want to go into research because the funding is just not there for us. If I finished and I wanted to go into oncology as a research to help out with cancer or anything, majority of the time you don't have that funding there. So we all want to go to where the money is located. So I'd want to go maybe do ops and gynae or something else like that. So please pump money into research so that we as Africans can also have a research database.
Mr. Ambassador, it's not enough to criticize you for not going into medicine. You need to put the money where your mouth is. How do you respond to that?
No, all I'm saying, then what we have to do is just bring the price down, the cost of education. in a simple form. Instead of $10,000, bring the cost down.
I'm Julia Pearson, a student from Liberia.
Yeah, studying in Ghana. I'm quite frankly just from Liberia, and the situation there is much more grave than we speak about it here. I was just concerned about the international efforts. Ebola is not there spread from person to person. You have people, majority of the people, eating bushmeat. And that is the people's permanent way of eating. They don't have access to even the seafood in the interior. What is the international response to this? Because as you know, from the beginning, Ebola started from the village to a food bat into a nine-year-old. So what are we doing as international community and a national government to respond to this, the food crisis in terms of substituting bushmeat for maybe sea fish?
I'm Inshira Addo. I'm the morning show host on Live FM here in Accra. The Chinese have one word for both opportunity and accident. And in the Nigerian case, it's clear that in one nation's time of trouble, they found an opportunity to learn. One of the key things that I find missing, and it is quite frustrating that you would go on social media, find a lot of the information that's being disseminated coming from individuals who are not trained, and the government machinery claim they are up to speed with the preparedness for fighting or stopping Ebola from entering Ghana, yet there is no organized, no structured, not a single unified or uniform communication has gone out to any media house. And my colleagues in the industry will tell you this. Everything we have done, and we have on my network, dedicated a lot of airtime to, you know, sensitize the people, our listeners. Nothing has come from the Ghana Health Service. As a matter of fact, Dr. Rubalo is the only person who we were able to contact and provided us with information. This is a charge to the government. Enough of the talk. Let's start seeing some action. Thank you.
Ms. Asosafong, how do you respond to that?
That's not true. That's absolutely false. I've had various meetings with the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association. I guess the station should be part. We've met them. We've met all the bodies that matter within the media industry. We've given them the information. I have personally sent CDs, recordings, etc., to Multimedia Group, GBC, GIBA. I've personally done that.
The impression you get though is that the information has not percolated, hasn't trickled down to the people at the bottom rung of the ladder who need to be communicating with the public.
No, but we cannot be dealing with individuals within organized. We need to deal with a central point.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. If you need to go down to their level to give them the information, why not?
Okay, see, that's why I just said that I personally sent information personally to GIBA, to Multimedia, to Graphic, to GBC, personally, in person.
Are these stations that you have a personal connection with?
Not really.
I'm Blake, a nurse from Kolebu Teaching Hospital, and I'm the lead volunteer for Ebola Watch Ghana. Now, since April, we have spearheaded the use of social media to disseminate information about the Ebola. Now, we walk straight to the Ghana Health Service, asking them to support us with this campaign. But up till now, we have not received a single support from this institution, but we still want to do social mobilization. I think we are just joking with time.
Dr. Sakodia, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. There's a break in communication. You need to scale up.
Yes, indeed. He mentioned that he submitted a proposal for support, and indeed, it's difficult for the service immediately to say that you have this money sitting and then to various groups.
How much money do you need to give radio stations, news anchors, radio presenters, newspapers, the information they need to give to the public?
The radio stations, we see Ebola not as only health issue. Let's see it as a social developmental issue where everybody has a stake. The radio stations, what you expect, they're doing well. And this is the time that people should give free airtime to support. They are doing.
They are happy to do that. They just don't have the information.
This is the
time
that others have to contribute. The government is doing its part. The health sector is doing its part. Others should also come in to contribute. There are simple messages prepared, sent to churches, mosques, and other organized groups within the communities. And these are working. I'm not saying it's perfect. You need to step it up. I agree. But not to say that nothing is happening and everything
There's a lot of murmuring of disagreement amongst the audience. Dr. Robalo, I mean, what do you make of all this and what needs to be done to scale things up so people begin to have that sense of confidence and trust?
I think what we gather from the comments in this room is that people are eager to have more information. People are eager to be taught what to do, how to prevent from contracting the disease, and we are going to join forces and scale up our response. I think Ghana Health Service, government, partners promise you that we will do that.